Hey, what's up? This is Miss Goody the Bake. Miss Goody coming at you with another episode. And you know when I come with another episode, how I'm coming real. Now, today is just a topic I'm just going to talk off of, you know, anything. Like, it's just going to be a free day. You know what I'm saying? It's not a specific topic. It's just me just randomly talking until I get to the point, right? So, let's talk about people's success, right? People's success. Okay. So, we all know the typical success strategies. You know, people either say, you know, hang with people who is on your level or that the level that you want to be at, or be friends with a person who wants to see you grow, you know, and both of y'all will grow together, which is most definitely, that's the route that I love most than just, you have to be friends with people that's on your level of success, because that doesn't qualify as they're actually loyal to you, versus you want to be with somebody who wants to see you grow as well as if, you know, with them growing in life also. So there's a big difference, you know, and I totally get, you know, people get all excited about other people's success. And I congratulate a lot of people on their success, you know, but some bougie people, you can't congratulate on their success because their success is a snooty way of knowing that they gonna get respected regardless. Like, money is their respect. You know what I'm saying? Character is not really their respect. Their money is their respect. Versus, like, you meet somebody who wants to build with you in life and be successful with you in life, and you can see their characters, like, they get successful, they're gonna open up a door for you, knowing that how serious you are about yours. You get there, you're gonna open up a door for them, because guess what? You're not selfish. You there as a loyal friend, a loyal family member, a loyal, however you look at this person, you're just gonna be as loyal to them as they will be to you. You know, whoever get their foot through the door first, I'm gonna help you out to get your foot through the door, you know? Boom. But it's just so many people that celebrating and idolizing people for success that they don't sit here and say thank you to. Like, they don't put no progress into their friendship with people. And for real, it makes you realize, like, how on top of people look down at people. You get what I'm saying? They on the top and you lower than them, but you still making a little strategy plans in life to try to maneuver and try to be successful and try to be comfortable in life, but they still gonna look down on you because they know regardless they're gonna be successful. They don't have to speak. They don't have to say nothing like that. But that's the part of success I'm tired of, because the ass kissing part of success is not the successful part of anybody. The more money somebody have, is the more respect that you give them? Or is it a more character that somebody have to see, want to see other people grow? Once they get to the level, they already know it, the only way is down. You either gonna keep building up, but it ain't no up after a certain time. I mean, you gotta be where you at, and then you gonna start, you know, knocking down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Coming down a little bit from that high of success. And I'm not knocking nobody's success. Like I said, I congratulate everybody, but I don't like the disrespectful part of people when they're successful. Like, when you're successful, you're supposed to take it on as always remembering if I want successful. You're supposed to take it on as like, it's time to just start opening doors for other people. You get what I'm saying? And it's not like you gotta give. It's just opening doors for other people. You know, some people want that high, top notch king, queen quality in life that says, like, you can't talk to me, you can't speak to me, you can't be by me any type of way because I'm successful. And I got, you, of course, you're paying people to dislocate those who trying to get near you, but you don't see people who support you, who bring your success up to the all-time high, and you want to be snooty and snotty to them and not realizing like, a person don't have to support you. They support you because they either like some type of things or some type of something about you that brings them to the interest of supporting you.
You get what I'm saying? And a lot of people just start celebrating people's success for the wrong reason. They want to celebrate other people's success for attention. You know, attention. Once that person gets to that certain level, if they're not trying to help nobody else or give tools to help somebody else or finally give a key out, because they said it's a key to success, but everybody's locking success up, but they want you to not have the key to it. So what's the key to success if you keep on just not handing over this key? Like, you need to let me know what is the actual key to success, because you keep on saying all types of stuff that is the key to success. So is the key is really a key, or the key to success is really things like, you know how like when your teacher used to do study guides and they like keywords and key phrases and key study guides to help you find out the answers? So is that the key to success? Is you throwing things out that you feel like we need to put together as a puzzle piece in order to succeed in life? Or are you going to be the non-selfish version of yourself to sit there and say, I'm just going to invite this person in, or these people in, or view these people and try to see where they're mad at? And even if you don't be as rich as the person that's inviting you in, you still comfortable in life. Like, I don't see how people take into turns where they so far-fetched in somebody else's success to the point where they really rooting for this person, and this person not saying no thank you, not no thank you, but giving a thanks, not saying none of that. Like, people, it's different types of successful people, and people are always talking about people successful don't have to say nothing and talk. Yes, the hell they do. Yes, the hell they do, because people out here supporting you and you not connected with your people like you think you are. You're not being connected with them. You want to be connected on times that you want to be connected because you know that you're going to get that type of respect. But you need to be connected with your peoples on all types of levels in life. Like, you need to understand that these people ain't had to spend $2 or $100 or $200 or $400 or $1,000 into me, investing in me to be successful. You know, they want to see me so bad. They want to hear from me so bad. But you become successful when you shut out everything in the world. And it's meaningless. It's meaningless. It's meaningless. And yes, a lot of people get respected for different things that they did in life. But I found it well selfish, overrated for a person who's successful to sit there and keep talking about the key to life and trying to throw out versions of it's a key to success. And the whole time I'm thinking, like, for real, I was thinking like it's a lock. Like, you got the lock and you can hand over the key and you locking success out for everybody else. But I finally realized that it's no lock. It's no key to success. What they trying to tell you is that I'm not going to give you the official answer. You have to do research on your own. You have to use this study guide that I'm going to just throw out anything to you. But I'm not going to give you the full answer. I'm not going to open the door for you. I'm not going to help anybody out I see that could qualify to be mainly on top of me. Could be my boss's boss. Could be boss's 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 boss on top of bosses. You know, I'm not going to give them the official key to it. And like I said, once again, we're not talking about the key that you unlock a door with, you unlock a lock with. We're talking about the key of knowledge, of knowing. Because at some point in time, this person that's successful had to learn from somebody else. So what you're supposed to do with success, you don't have to tell everybody the information that you know, that you put in, because everybody can't handle it. Everybody just not on the same level of being successful. You know, it's different type of showboaters and everything else. But you want people who know how to train themselves to expand in success, you know? And that's what I really love. I really love knowledgeable people, like bring people in and being knowledgeable about success. Like, you can lose everything overnight type stuff. So at the end of the day, key to success is not really a key. So stop thinking like a key to success is like a lock. Like your person locking it up. Because pretty much that's what they doing. They locking it down. But it's not that type of key to success. It's a study guide to success is what they're saying. Take notes. But how can you take notes from a person who's not even really dishing out notes? Like, you could tell me that go find a basketball in that bush. And it could be 25, 30 bushes out there. You still have to give me a key slot. Like, it's by it's by something. So you might not tell me what it's by, but you're going to give me a key hint about it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to, that's the pretty much the thing about success. And I don't know how I be figuring out these things, y'all. I don't know how I sit and just, I don't sit and analyze this at 100%, but things come to me over time. And I started noticing how kiss-assy people is when it comes to successful people. Like, I can understand the way of successful people, like, damn, who is really a kiss-ass and who really want to make, you know, things happen for themselves. But at the end of the day, the key to success is knowing your facts in life and the knowledge in life to build and learn how to be long-term. And I'm taking that in for myself. You know, not everybody gonna support you. You guys gotta put your foot through the door. And everybody's gonna, it's always competition out there. Like, one thing about me, I'm not scared of competition. I don't care if I'm the small man, the middle man, near the biggest person in the world. I'm still not gonna try to be like you. Like, you're still not gonna feed. I'm gonna feed in the knowledge that you tell me to what I need to understand to build for myself. But I'm not gonna feed in the knowledge what you telling me what you want to do and what you think I should do, because we have totally different plans. You didn't sit down with me and I didn't map my plan out to you, and you're not gonna ruin my plans because you got a map of how you want me to be and how you want me to be successful and possibility of failing, because that's not my way of being successful, you know. And you just can't just linger around everybody else's success. You have to just be a broad light for your own self and shine on the side. Like, some way, somehow, your light bulb gonna be lit. You know, somebody gonna see your light bulb, but don't always look for somebody to see you. Just do what you love and be successful in life. Like, even if 12 people like you, if 15 people listen to you, if 15 people acknowledge you, You become successful at some point, because those 15 people can build up 30 more. The 30 more people could build up 75 more. The 75 more could build up 1,000 more. You know what I'm saying? You have to be that trait. You know? And I feel like people don't understand that. Stop looking up to people carrying you somewhere. Like, you can give people their props. Like, I always give people their props. And when people show me love, I show them love back. I don't even care who you are. I just always want to be that person where I'm just naturally humble, and I'm naturally humble anyways. But when it comes to being successful, it's very hard being successful, because a lot of people think like, oh, everybody doing the same thing. I mean, myself think that same way, but we are totally different mindsets. You know what I'm saying? You may go through things on your regular basis. I may go through similar things, but we don't go through the same exact things. It's something that changed in that category. So before you start looking for a key to success and playing treasure hunt and trying to figure out who can unlock your lock, the key to success is to build off of knowledge. So I gave y'all that. If y'all, nobody else gave y'all that, to build off knowledge is the key to success, I'm here to tell y'all. So I thank y'all for tuning into my podcast. If you feel like I said something that wasn't correct inside this podcast, please let me know. If you feel me and you, or you don't feel me, please just, you know, link yourself to me and just become a part of, you know, the squad, like the crew, like the podcast crew. You know what I'm saying? I haven't found a name for my podcast crew yet, but I'm just all with it, y'all. I'm just all with it. I'm just out here just to, you know, I have a voice and everybody have a voice, but if you want to be a part of my podcast, you're more than welcome to, you know, in tune, to stay tuned and be in tune with me, you know, with anything. Anything that you hear that I post, I'm all with it for to hear other people's opinions, because it's called Miss Goody Debates. It's not that I debates on just I'm being right. I want to know other people's opinion of debating. And, you know, it's other people that have different opinion than mine. So let's go. Let's get it. With that being said, thank you for tuning into my podcast. And Miss Goody Debates is out. Stay tuned for the next. Out.